This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Who knows about Burrow?
Here is the rookie, Kroski Merritt. Touchdown, Washington.
That was, you know, one of those vintage 80s counter tray, and it just parts, you know, the C's part and untouched until he crossed the goal line. He's got good vision. He's got good burst. And he looks, you know, the part so far. It's going to be interesting between him and Rodriguez. If we assume, and I think it's safe to assume, Brian Robinson Jr. is not going to be on this roster at this point, especially after yesterday where they sort of mutually agreed to keep him from the game. Not going to put him at risk. He probably doesn't want to be put at risk either. Who will be out there on that first series against the Giants? It was Rodriguez last night, but Kroski Merritt, old Bill, he looked good, but was still in there in the second half. I thought that was at least notable. 301-230-0980. I do want to tell you about our good friends at Foley Mechanical. Our HVAC system was giving us some problems, and my wife, she doesn't mess around when it comes to comfort. We called Foley Mechanical. Dan Foley is the best. He came out himself. He dealt with her directly, which was super impressive. Dan owns 100% of the company. It's not a franchise. It's not some big private equity firm. He controls the quality from the equipment to the people he hires and his team. They are professional, skilled, and sharp. Foley Mechanical is full service heating, air conditioning, hot water, and boilers. And they are the go-to for older homes with radiator heat, a real specialty. They work across D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, and they proudly install Amana HVAC equipment. If your system needs help or you just want it done right, call Foley Mechanical or go to foleymechanical.com and tell Dan that I sent you. Foley Mechanical, great new sponsor, and I'm telling you, a great high service quality company. They did a great job for us. All right, 301-230-0980. What'd you like? What didn't you like? If you want to weigh in on Terry not being there, if you want to weigh in on who the starting back will be in replacement of Brian Robinson Jr. on opening day against the Giants, have at it. Phone lines are open. I have not asked you, Max, what were your big takeaways from last night?
So the big takeaways from last night. I mean, I was at the game, so it was it was a good environment for a preseason game. I haven't been to one in a minute, but the first team offense I thought looked really good. The second and third teams less so. I'm a little worried about depth at corner after Noah Igbinoghene, because that Bobby Price was getting he was getting that work, and Carlin Vigors was too. So it was pretty tough for those twos. And I mean, they were playing Joe Burrow in the second quarter, so you know you're not going to live up to it. But it's still a cause for concern for me. I thought the defensive line looked pretty good early. The penetration, just having Joe Burrow running around like just running in circles, it was kind of shocking. I was worried that Zach Taylor was going to get his boy killed in the preseason on the same field that he tore his ACL on a couple years ago. But credit to him, Joe stayed upright and healthy for the most part. But overall, I liked what I saw out of the starters. The depth is kind of concerning for me at receiver and at corner. Those are my two teams.
Trey Amos was held out last night with a hamstring.
Yes.
So we'll certainly monitor that. But I'm sure they had some plans for him, had he been healthy, to be out there for a while. But again, you only got 10 snaps that opening drive for Higgins and Chase.
Right.
And then it was all of their backup wide receivers as well. All right, let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, I love the running game. I think that's the most important thing. I think the running game, look, if Jaden had a running game last year, this team probably wins 14 games. They probably won the division. And I'm of the opinion if they have a running game, everything works very well with them. About the Terry situation, I go with what Jaden has said. I do think he will be here. And I think Jaden would probably know better than anybody else. Why he didn't show up last night, I don't know. But I do think Terry will be here. But I will say this. If Terry's not at the game on Saturday with Baltimore, that's a terrible red flag coming up. If he's not there, we got, it's DEFCON 1 at that time, at that point.
You got the DEFCON scale correct, by the way.
Yeah.
Good job.
I will say this. The things I didn't like, Kevin, if this team is going to be a dynasty, it's going to be because of this draft. No, just hear me out. Hear me out, Kevin. Hear me out. This draft, the 25 draft, everybody is a contributor. But the 24 draft, outside of Jaden, Sanders Hill, and Newton, I mean, Luke McCaffrey, I think it's time for Adam Peters to say, look, this Saturday, you got to show me something. Now, what could save Luke is Noah Brown being put on the pup, which I'm almost assured that's going to happen any day now. He's going to be up on the pup for the first four games, plus Luke plays special teams, and they're going to make damn sure they don't put him on. And they may put him on punt return and kickoff return so you can push Jalen Lane as that third receiver if you don't have Noah Brown, which I think they should anyway. Great show, Kevin.
Thanks, Mark. The draft in 2024 has produced, first and foremost, an elite-level quarterback. You will never, ever be able to look back on the 2024 draft if Jaden Daniels ends up having the career we believe he is perhaps on the verge of having and say anything negative about that draft. Not to mention that Mikey Sanders still looks like a massive get. Johnny Newton, I think, will prove out to be a contributor at the very least. Brandon Coleman's already contributed. So four players out of nine would be an unbelievable hit rate percentage-wise for a draft. You don't bat 100%. You don't bat 90 or 80 or 70%. I know Howie Roseman's had some incredible drafts. Kudos to him. But the average of, hit rate 3 years after a draft in terms of players who are still on the roster and contributing is about 36%. All right? They've already got three absolute contributors, probably four. And I still think Sinnott and McCaffrey and McGee have a shot. I know they like John Baptiste, so we'll see whether or not he develops as a seventh rounder. Hampton's the one that's gone, but I've heard this from some of you that, man, the 24 draft, not a good look for you know, the guy that in the moment you thought was playing chess when he traded back with Howie Roseman and took San Ristil and Sinnott. You got to wait on these things. You've got to wait 3 years. You know, just like the 22 draft, the trade back with New Orleans that produced Dotson and Brian Robinson Jr. and Sam Howell and Cole Turner. My God, if I had a nickel for all of you that called in or tweeted me or emailed me to say, wow, that's how you handle the draft. I mean, chess to, you know, New Orleans' checkers. No. You got to wait. We have no idea how it'll play out. We need 3 years. 3 years later, New Orleans got the best of that deal. And without question, Washington should have stuck at 11 and taken Kyle Hamilton. Period. 301-230-0980. Follow-up to last night. Let's go to our guy Lap in D.C. Lap, go ahead, man.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? How's it going, bro?
It's going well, Lap. Turn that radio down if you don't mind.
What'd you say?
Yeah, just turn that radio down. I think you did it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like what I've seen from Jaden. I wish he would have threw more. Running game looked pretty
threw
good.
Threw more. How about throw once? Then,
Just throw once. I'm a little scared with this secondary, the depth overall on both sides. And I don't want Debo doing those trick plays and all of that. I really want him strictly wide out. I think we got running backs that can do that. Eckler can do that. I just don't like, because I'm just fearful that he might get injured, man. And that's
he can get injured on a catch too. Away. But he's a jet sweep. You know, work him in as many ways as you can as a weapon. We're going to see things that maybe he didn't even do in San Francisco, you know, with a really creative coordinator. I'm all for it.
And Tinsley, man, I really liked him. I told you about him a while back.
I remember. Wish we could have kept a lot of you guys said it.
Yeah. I told you, yeah. And we definitely could use him now because Luke McCaffrey and Noah Brown, all them guys could go. I would get Tinsley right now, bro. He is amazing. And undrafted, man. That's what's so impressive. Like, these guys was drafted, and they're not showing you anything remotely close to what he's doing, Kevin. But we'll see, man. We'll see. I'm hoping Terry get out there, too. So we'll see, man. But thanks for taking my call, bro. Good show.
Yeah, appreciate it. You know, Mitchell Tinsley, if he turns out to be, you know, a receiver playing regular season games in the NFL, you know, I heard Joe Burrow last night talk about him. I read a little bit afterwards some of these Cincinnati people talking about him. Man, there's something to be said for the ability, first and foremost, but then the ability to be smart, to be humble, to be a worker, to have that, you know, understanding adversity, being able to face adversity, overcome it. That's that guy right now here in year three, right? 23 undrafted, so two seasons. Yeah, it would have been nice to have Mitchell Tinsley on this roster. I bet you Cincinnati, look, last night's the perfect opportunity for a team in need of a wide receiver to say, hey, we'll throw you a sixth rounder for this guy, but I don't know that they'll let him get away with the way they were talking about him. Let's go to Billy in Chantilly. Billy, go ahead.
Mitchell Tinsley is a classic example of why it's such a high priority to have a really great quarterback on your organization, because that guy showed a lot. And I'm sure throughout the preseason, whenever he was out there, he never got any balls thrown to him so he could show what he could do.
Well, and Jake Browning was the one throwing him the balls last night, not Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Well, exactly right. If I'm a Cincinnati fan, by the way, I'm out of my mind this morning with what I saw with Burrow. I mean, get that guy off the field. He gosh darn near him, got himself knocked out of the game.
It was kind of interesting, right? I mean, you know, there is a case to be made that guys don't play enough football before they have to play football. And, you know, there have been plenty of people, you know, led by guys like Doc Walker, who have said that summer after summer for the last 10 summers when the whole idea of how preseason got handled really shifted. I think it was Sean McVay as much as anybody else that just didn't play anybody. Cincinnati's taking a different approach, that's for sure. Certainly not, you know, old school, like they're playing a half or into the second half, but playing a lot more than other teams are playing their guys.
Love Doc, huge respect. Totally agree with that philosophy. I totally agree that guys need to get hit and tackled and put into the ground and get themselves ready to play, except for the quarterback.
Yeah.
When you have the quarterback, you got guys that are second round picks out there trying to make second teamers trying to make a name for themselves. You got your number one quarterback out there. Guys are looking to put him into the ground like a nail.
Not only that, Billy, a guy that's had injury problems and missed significant parts of seasons already in his career.
And that was not a horse collar tackle, by the way. That's
a bad
call.
Yeah, I thought it was questionable.
That should have been the Terry thing is bad. I don't care how good for business is. This is just bad. I mean, this is like, as a longtime fan, Kevin, I know you're in this boat, and I know you feel differently. You feel like management's doing a good job negotiating. Sometimes things that are good for business are bad for business. This is just bad for business, man. This guy should have been in there all year. I don't care what it takes. I don't care what precedent it sets for any other negotiation. When somebody sits down and say, well, you paid Terry, you just say to them, well, you're not Terry. Terry is a made guy, and Terry should be getting paid, and he should be getting out there. And it's just, it is putting a damper on a season for me.
They're offering to pay him, Billy. That's the disconnect here with, I think, with a lot of people, at least based on the things that I've heard and talked to people about. They have made him, in their mind's eye, a very generous offer that they don't have to make because they like him, because they want him. He and his agent, I think, are just a little bit out there in terms of how they see themselves in terms of what the contract should look like. And the team's just not going anywhere near a Justin Jefferson deal or a DK Metcalf deal. They're not.
The agent is out of his depth. The agent is out of his depth. That being said, sign him anyway. Sign him anyway.
You can't. Can't give in at this point. Then you got people doing the same thing next summer. Look,
it doesn't matter. We're talking about Terry. It's a made guy.
If this were a conversation about, let's just say, Davante Adams at 30, it might be different. But part of this, Billy, is they think he's really good, but they don't think that he's elite. They don't think that they can't do something and be efficient offensively without him. They want him. They know they're better with him than without him, but they're not about to break the bank for Terry McLaurin entering his age 30 season. They're just not.
Not elite. But he is an elite-level teammate. And to me, that's worth it when you're trying to win a Super Bowl and you have a quarterback like Jaden Daniels. Can't wait for the season.
Yeah, me too. Bones, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Kevin. Good morning. Shout-out to my man, Max. You know,
Max.
What I like was that my main man, Jaden Daniels, looked very comfortable back there calling the plays, right? And what I don't like is that, man, you know, we got a dilemma, man. We don't know who's going to be our backup quarterback, man.
It's going to be Marcus Mariota, unless he's legitimately more hurt than we know.
Right. That's the big secret right there. And then we got to find us somebody to throw the ball to, man. You know, we need somebody that's going to catch the ball outside of Deebo Samuel. You know, who was the tight end? Because I ain't seen no tight end getting no action yesterday.
Well, Zach Ertz didn't play.
Some blocking. Yeah, true. True that. But, you know, overall, you know, I'm impressed. I know the defense going to show up. We really not going to be on all cylinders until the third regular season of the game. That's my take on it, Cam. Love you guys, man. Peace.
Bones, per usual, your first part of this was spot on. JD5, he in four snaps, three of them handing the ball off. But the one in which he scored, it was just a reminder of just how devastating he can be to an opponent. JYD in DC, go ahead.
How are you doing, Kevin?
What's up, JYD?
I looked at the game in a different perspective.
Okay.
I looked at it to say, what was there to be so happy about? Yes, you found out that you can do without Brian Robinson. or whatever, but you also played against a horrible defense that played your Cincinnati's defense plays like a third or fourth string defense. The play that Daniels ran on, he should have been lit up. The defense has no ferociousness or whatever. So whatever. You only become a good defense is when you become ferocious. Same thing with our defense. Not very good considered or whatever, because you still make boneheaded plays that cause you not to be able to get off the field against good quarterbacks, which you will be playing against this year more than you did last year. Or whatever. Yeah. You think you can make those kind of mistakes against Patrick Mahomes that you have a chance to get him off the field, but you make a boneheaded play? You know that he's trying to draw you offside. You've been playing long enough in the National Football League to know that.
Yep. Yeah, Frankie Louvu jumping off sides. That first defensive drive wasn't great. I'll concede that.
And if I'm Peters, I'm certainly looking at the practice squad of the Bengals, because I would be looking to see if, just in case, they put Tinsley on the practice squad.
I don't think they're going to do that.
I would grab him immediately.
I don't think they're going to do that. That would be a shocker after last night, because he'd be picked up immediately.
One more thing.
Yep.
The draft that we had was, yes, it was productive, but I don't give Peters so much credit because of Daniels, simply because me and you could have picked Daniels.
The two of us could have picked Daniels, but there were a lot of people that thought McCarthy or Drake May made more sense.
Yeah.
By the way, both could end up being excellent quarterbacks also.
I think me and your eye would have said it's either going to be the kid Daniels or Caleb Williams. I think that's where it would have went. Whatever.
Yeah. Thanks.
Me and McCarthy and him will probably, you know, will develop into a good quarterback. But I still think it's going to show that he's got a ways to go to be in the conversation. In fact, right now I think Bo Nix is better than McCarthy.
Yeah, we'll see. McCarthy obviously didn't get a chance last year in Minnesota with the knee injury in preseason. Thanks, JYD, as always. Those of you on hold, stay there. 301-230-0980. What did you like from last night? What didn't you like from last night? There's something that I haven't mentioned about the first offensive drive of the game, which there were only four plays to choose from, that I thought might be a reason to be concerned. I'll share that with you when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. Do want to mention to you that your air conditioning has probably been working overtime during this very hot and humid summer, although it is nice today, isn't it? And late yesterday. If you're ready to change, you know, that whole air conditioning running 24/7 situation, you've got to consider swapping out your old windows for newer, high-quality windows. And my recommendation would be to give Window Nation a chance to do that. Window Nation has the product, they've got the team, and they've got the offer right now. First of all, 50% off on all window styles with no money down, no payments, and no interest charged for 2 years. So that means by the time you start paying for these windows, it'll be the year 2027. Jaden Daniels will have a $500 million contract signed, more likely than not. You will have had 2 years to save big on your air conditioning and heating bills. And you also have a lifetime warranty on the windows. And when you start paying, you'll be paying half price because it's 50% off. The installation crews at Window Nation, they have more experience than anybody out there. They've gotten 45,000 five-star reviews, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and a 96% customer satisfaction rating. The product itself, you get to choose from over 1,500 window styles. They measure each window three times to ensure those windows fit perfectly and keep your home comfortable year round. Give Window Nation the first shot. That's all I ask if you've been thinking about new windows. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Mention my name. They'll schedule a fast, free in-home estimate. It'll take an hour or less. 866-90-NATION, windownation.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Can you walk us through that, the touchdown, and what you saw in that one?
I wanted to throw the corner route to C-Rod. It was man coverage, and I was late over the middle of Debo, and then after that, my instincts kind of just took over.
So interesting, because that's the first time I've heard that soundbite from Jaden. Because I thought that the touchdown run was in part because nobody had clear separation. That would be one concern. I thought that Debo's available to him on a slant from the inside spot, if the ball's out quickly. You know, we're looking for some separation with the receivers. The wheel route, or the route to Chris Rodriguez, you know, maybe it's there. Jaden thinks maybe he should have thrown that. But receiver-wise, you know, the one thing you might say is it's not like everybody won big. Debo wins a little bit quickly in the slant, but the ball's got to be out. But there's also shaded coverage from the linebacker, so Jaden probably is smart not to throw it. You know, breaking down a touchdown in preseason. is harder to do. But yeah, McCaffrey on Taylor Britt doesn't get much separation. He may have been held a bit coming out of his break. Obviously, there's no better receiver than Terry McLaurin on this team without Terry McLaurin. But also, very obviously, Terry McLaurin has to play. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Ben Standing coming up at 12. You'll hear some of what Dan Quinn said after the game about why Trey Amos didn't play, about why Brian Robinson Jr. Didn't show up. Let's go to Samaj. Samaj, go ahead. What do you got from last night?
Hey, good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Good, Samaj.
Thanks, Max, as always, taking my call, buddy. Hey, real quick on Scary, I'll just say this, Coach. It wasn't a good look last night to just be absent. You know, if Hendrickson can travel, Terry should have most certainly been home. And the only thing I can say is we don't know what the background story is. If it was something personal, something already prearranged, something he was committed to, he couldn't get out of, that's one thing. If it was agent advice, he needs to fire his agent straight up. And that's enough I got to say about that. As far as the game, you know, I'm just looking at this. As a Ravens fan, Kev, you know, I'm just looking at the roster being built. The Ravens roster has been so strong. Maybe a couple guys make the team a year for the last 4 or 5 years. And D.C. is not the same. We're actually trying to build a competitive roster on levels 2 and 3 so we can compete every year and be a playoff contender and a championship contender. So I'm loving this part of the process. That said, I like what I saw up front. I thought both levels in the trenches looked great. Front, offensive line, defensive line, I thought they were both fairly dominant. And most of all, individually, for the second preseason game in a row, I'm really, really excited about this kid, Jeremy Reeves, 39. He just makes plays. Case in point, that
plays
that
hard, the too. Flat
that would have got a first down. If Jeremy Reeves doesn't make that tackle, that was an easy first down. And he's done that time and time again for the first two games. I'm loving that kid, Jeremy Reeves. That's all I got, fellas. I'm just enjoying the roster build. Thanks for taking my call. And again, if Terry was advised by his agent to stay home, fire his ass. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I think the way you prefaced that was, you know, the way I would think about it too, which is, there's a lot about that specific situation last night, why he wasn't there versus being there after being activated off the PUP list, after we were told by Dan Quinn on Saturday that they've got a plan to ramp him up for the regular season. I think tomorrow's practice is going to be a very interesting situation. We'll talk to Ben about that at 12. I think there is a belief that Terry's going to, you know, be there and do what they tell him to do. If he doesn't, you know, it is not going to be, I think, responded with, you know, delicate kid gloves. I think, you know, there is a frustration building. There is an expiration date on the current offer. I would guess that that is shortly before the regular season begins. You know, you heard, you know, Kingsbury, you heard Quinn, you know, when they took him off the PUP list and they talked about the plan to ramp him up for the regular season. There isn't a lot of discussion about him not being ready for the regular season because organizationally, he signed a 3-year deal and he's still got a year left on that 3-year deal that he signed. They've been in their, I think, belief, more than gracious and even generous to offer him, you know, something that probably approaches $50 million in guaranteed money when they don't have to do it. I know some of you disagree with that, and that's fine. This has been, you know, an area which I think has been very split, although I think, you know, recently maybe more of you have sort of gone with team front office in terms of the way it's being handled. They're not giving Terry a $70 to $80 million guaranteed deal. That ain't happening. There's no way he's approaching a Justin Jefferson or a DK Metcalf or even, you know, something a little bit less than that. You know, I think the team, according to Charles Robinson, Diana Russini had something this morning. Let me see if I can find it. But essentially, you know, in talking to people around the league, she believes that, you know, Terry's going to have to give big and that the team might be willing to get to 27, 28, which really would equal somewhere in that $50 million range, which I think is basically where they are at this point. But I think Terry's side has an inflated view of what they are worth, and they have thumbed their nose at whatever the team has offered, and maybe even whatever the team would be willing to sort of middle ground on. That's not their middle ground. Here was Diana earlier today saying most decision makers in football fall between the $27 to $28 million range. I have a hard time finding anyone who's given me the number that I think the McLaurin camp is asking for. That is also what Charles Robinson reported last week at Yahoo, that he couldn't find one team that would pay Terry what he's asking for. This is not an outlier in Washington in terms of the front office. I think sometimes, you know, we have this perspective, or many have the perspective, that the team should just pay, or the team should recognize he's more valuable here than he is anywhere else, so it's a different conversation. But I don't know that people around the league will look at what Washington's doing and disagree with it. I think there are people around the league that if they ended up succumbing and caving to Terry would say, how foolish for a receiver who's entering his age 30 season and who, quite frankly, is good but not great. That they should have, that would have been a hardball situation for us. Other teams, I believe, would feel that way. As far as specific to last night, I'll say what I said at the open of the show. Trey Hendrickson was there. Terry McLaurin wasn't. I think it's a little bit dangerous because we don't know specifically what was in play last night to, you know, draw that incredible contrast between one player who's holding out, you know, holding in, showing up, one who decided not to show up. But one thing you can sort of observe and have a close to definitive conclusion on is Terry not showing up last night makes him much more of a holdout versus a hold in. And if the holdout, you know, position continues now that he's off the PUP list, the team's going to start treating him as a holdout, and that could get very expensive for Terry. Anyway, Lou in D.C. wants to weigh in. Lou, go ahead.
Kevin, what's going on, my guy?
Hey, Lou, how are you?
Not too bad, man. I like, you know, what I saw from Kinlaw, man. That was one of the guys, you know, people
big
been
dude
talking about we overpaid. Yeah, I mean, he seemed like he's going to be stopping the run just like, you know, the Philly up front line, like those three big guys they have. So I think the addition of him is going to help stopping the run. So other than that, Noah, I need to step up. I think I'm going to have to go on him. I mean, like, you know, Benjamin St. Juice, he just, the IQ level is just not there, man. He's just not looking back and throwing, you know, getting flags on that first play. The first drive of Cincinnati. So other than that, I think, you know, I mean, they look okay, but as far as, you know, Terry goes, you know, at the end of the day, like you mentioned it, I mean, the dude is under contract. You got to honor your contract and come play. And if they decide to, you know, to give you a contract, then it's up to them, man. They just felt like, you know, it's just gonna, I don't know, man. It's just weird. I think he, like, you know, everybody said, his agent, he's just a bad, I don't know what he's trying to accomplish by, you know, like you mentioned, he's not, you know, those guys, the top five guys, you know, I thought he was, like, in the beginning, but his age is coming to play, and it's not going to work out, dude. You're not going to get, like you say, $70 million, $80 million guaranteed contract. You're not going to get that. So whatever whatever they offer you, you better take it. If not, you're going to get shipped to a team that, you know, to me, to be honest,
he's not,
know,
getting
Miami,
shipped anywhere. He's not getting shipped anywhere.
We need, okay, Kevin. Miami, they say, you know, Tyreek Hill been a troublemaker out there, so I think it's only right they bring him over here and send Terry out there. Look, and see how
you can tell me that they would swap Tyreek Hill for Terry McLaurin and then pay Terry McLaurin, I mean, $33 million a year. That's insane. They're not doing that.
Third round or something, and add a third round pick to that, and you know, I think that makes sense, and that will put us be, you know, like, you know, Philly and, you know, the top teams in the league, because we definitely need a number one guy, to be honest. We just can't go backward and from coming from the NFC East championship game. So I just hope, you know, they work that out, and, you know, he need to understand is about winning, and this is not the Terry that I know. And I just it's just weird, but it is what it is. I appreciate you taking my call, Kevin.
Yeah, sure.
You have a good
appreciate
one,
it. By the way, I'm going back and looking at the end zone view of the Jaden play. So I guess you could make the case for Rodriguez running the corner route, getting held a little bit. But I think if he comes back immediately to Debo and lets it loose, it's a completion and maybe even a touchdown on run after catch. But, you know, they got Bates out. They got Rodriguez out. They got McCaffrey out. You know, this isn't Terry, Noah Brown, you know, Jalen Lane in the route. Before we get some of this Quinn sound, Paulie wants to weigh in. Go ahead. You've got some time, too, brother. You didn't call in before a break. Good for you. Strategic.
Hell to the W, man.
Yeah.
All right, man. You know what I like and I didn't like? I'm not enthused about this segment, shit. It's preseason, man. I'm just glad nobody got hurt. That's it, man. I mean,
that's true. The backup center may have been banged up, and Amos went into the game with a hamstring, which we'll obviously keep an eye on, but nobody got seriously hurt, and that's what you want more than anything else.
That's more than anything, man. So I ain't going to jump off the cliff, and I ain't going to lead the pom-pom squad either.
Right.
So I'm just ready for this season, man. You know, let's get this whole Terry thing settled. You know, I mean, I just want Terry to come. I don't even care about the contract and all that no more. I just want the man to start practicing. Let him get ready for the season. Honestly. You know, let them handle all that.
I'm surprised by this call. A little bit surprised by the call. You have been worn down.
You know what it was? No, you know, I know what it was? It was my heart dropping to my stomach when I seen Jaden running up the middle. That made me put everything in perspective. Okay, he's good. He scored. He's good. That's what really all that matters right here. Is Jaden good?
It's
He's
so
good.
True.
I'm good. Let's get ready for the season, man. Hail to the W.
There is a point this time every summer where it's like, oh, my God, can we just get to the real games? Because you just really don't know what you're looking at. Even the evaluations. And I thought Rodriguez, and I thought old Bill, and I thought JD's, you know, one touchdown run, and I thought the O-line, all of that looked good. But what does it really mean? You know, what Cincinnati got out there, even if they've got their starters, they were horrendous on defense last year. I'll tell you one thing, the Cincinnati players defensively, I don't know about you guys, if you were paying as much attention to the opponent as you were to our team, but they looked slow. And they looked soft and feeble, like, you know, almost like borderline not NFL-esque. You know, I'm talking about the first couple series where they had some of their starters out there. God, if I were a Cincinnati fan, even though I would be saying it's just preseason, no game planning, I'd be concerned after what happened last year. I mean, I would have all the confidence in Joe Burrow if he plays 17 to throw for another 5,000 yards and another 40-plus touchdowns and to be absolutely unstoppable on offense. But unstoppable they were last year, and that got them 9 wins. Now, you can make the case they should have had 2 or 3 more. You know, a couple of coaching decisions in the Baltimore game, both Baltimore games could have led to wins. That would have been the difference between 11-6 and 9-8. They would have been in the postseason. But still, when you can't stop anybody at any point, it's hard to win 3 playoff games in a row to get to the Super Bowl. It's just really hard, no matter how good offensively you are. It's like, if you're bad defensively, you got to figure out some sort of trick. Like, yeah, we can't really stop people, but for whatever reason, we got 2 or 3 guys out there and we got a scheme that confuses, and we get, you know, an average of 2.5 takeaways a game, you know, which would be, or 2 takeaways a game, which would put you at 34 for the regular season, which would be an outrageously high number. And you'd almost have to make up for what you lack defensively with that sort of trick. You know, It's interesting to just look around the league right now and to see fan bases and what they're concerned about. You know, there's also always this time of summer, during the summer, you know, a team that people are like, going to be better than people think. And I think that the team this summer is the Giants, maybe Jacksonville. Because the Giants have talent, but the issue has been quarterback. And now people are excited about Jackson Dart. But I bet you they don't start the season with Jackson Dart. I bet you that the opportunity he gets only comes if they struggle as a team. They're going to go with Russell Wilson on September 7th in Washington. It's going to be a completely different defensive situation that this team will be matched up against. It is keep all of your key people healthy, get them to the opener, and let's go, you know, see real football. Even though Rodriguez, every time he's gotten an opportunity, he's looked the part. Merritt looks kind of the part. Jalen Lane looks kind of the part, but we won't know for sure until regular season games are played. All right, there was some Dan Quinn post-game that I wanted to play for you. We'll do that when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. Don't forget, you can download the Odyssey app, and through that Odyssey app, watch us on our Team 980 YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button and hit the like button when you get there.
All right, here's what's happening. It is Tuesday, August 19th. The Commanders, they played the Bengals on Monday Night Football last night. J.D. Five and the starting offense largely played one series that only took four plays, including a 40-yard rush from Chris Rodriguez and a 14-yard touchdown run from Jaden Daniels himself. A rough night for the second and third string on defense as Washington falls 31-17 to the Cincinnati Bengals. And according to Adam Schefter, the Indianapolis Colts have named Daniel Jones their starting quarterback for Week 1 versus Miami. The former Giants starter and Minnesota Vikings backup wins the job over former number 4 overall pick Anthony Richardson. And five-time NBA All-Star former Washington Wizard John Wall has announced his retirement on social media after 11 NBA seasons. We say so long and farewell to the man responsible for one of the most fun Wizards teams in my lifetime. Tonight, your Washington Nationals take on the New York Mets. Jake Irvin on the bump versus David Peterson, looking to get back in the win column after falling to the Phillies on Sunday. First pitch at 6:45, Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1. You can catch Denton's office throughout all of football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you decide to join us and turn on the notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Earlier, Jaden said you addressed the Brian Robinson situation with the team. What is that situation, and kind of what did you tell the fellas to expect?
Sure. And Adam and I had met with Brian yesterday, and knowing that we would hold him out of the game tonight. And there's just a lot of moving parts. This time of year, those things take place. And so I just wanted to make sure that's my responsibility, you know, to let the team know whenever I can so they're not hearing any information from anywhere else. So that was all. It's more of the standard operating procedure for me, but if I have a chance when things come up, especially during this time of year, when I can bring them together and discuss things, I want them to hear those things from me first. That's all.
You know, I'm not going to put this on the team for the Brian Robinson Jr. information getting out, because it could have clearly been from other teams who have some interest or from Brian Robinson Jr.'s agent. But they've done a good job for the most part of keeping the lid on things. Like, we don't see the, you know, sieve, you know, leaks like we used to around here, but that got out over the weekend. Obviously, you know, it may have started with people looking into it because of Ben Standing's hunch that Brian Robinson Jr. wasn't going to be on the week one roster. Ben will join us here shortly. There was more Dan Quinn on the overall running back situation. This was him talking about, I think, Austin Eckler's lack of usage and what he wanted to feature more out of the running backs.
Was Eckler just a veteran situation similar to Ertz? And
yeah, really him and J-Mac, we weren't going to give them as much. We really wanted to feature in the running game today, Chris and Bill. And so we went into that. You know, some games you have more, you know, who you want to look at more. We did a little bit at linebacker, you know, with Kane and Ale and Duke. And so that was all part of, you know, by design. And then as we get into next week, you know, maybe a couple of guys at different spots. You probably saw Jalen Lane some outside. And that's by design, too, to say, okay, we have a good feel for where you're doing the slot. But, you know, with him and Luke, what does outside look like? And sometimes it's not like taking a shot, but it's putting guys in different roles and saying, okay, what would that look like? I'd much prefer to do those now and find that out. And then, okay, we can change. You saw a little bit of that with some of the safeties that played down by the line of scrimmage. Jeremy Reeves has been involved with that. He's had just a fantastic camp. Like, he is like commander through and through as a standard, but his play, his speed has elevated, and so he's earned, you know, more ops for himself.
You know, it's interesting about the running backs and the way he described it, that they wanted to feature, or they wanted Kroski, Merritt, Bill, and Chris Rodriguez to get more of the work and not so much Eckler and McNichols. Eckler didn't play at all. Is that, you know, we saw, and I've mentioned this a few times, I just think it's interesting. We saw Bill in the game in the second half. We didn't see Rodriguez in the game in the second half. And overall, just if you are into snap counts, Bill Kroski Merritt got 19 offensive snaps. Actually, McNichols got 13 offensive snaps, and Chris Rodriguez got just 11. And on the 11, he carried the ball 6 times and was a primary on the touchdown run, or certainly one of the first looks for Jaden. Again, it's preseason. I don't know if we should put so much into it, but the tell here, I think, would be Rodriguez to be the guy early on. And maybe it's because he's got some experience and he's better in pass pro and he's more acclimated to Cliff and the offense. We'll see. But they do have some options. This was Quinn just overall on the running back room.
And just with Chris and Bill in that room, like, what did you think you saw tonight, and how do you feel about that group?
Yeah, I thought early what I liked was decisiveness. I thought, you know, you certainly saw some of the big plays. And we're still, you know, learning Bill in some ways, and not every run for every back is quite the same. Fortunately for us, with Anthony here, you know, we've got a real veteran in the running back room. That's a big part of that. We've got a good sense for where Chris was coming in, but we wanted to get him more touches today, and Bill as well. So with Austin and Jeremy, we were, you know, thinking a little bit less. And then as we get into next week, you know, Adam and I will visit and say, who do we want to feature and look at on Saturday?
I would bet you we're not going to see much of Rodriguez or Bill on Saturday. That would be my guess. They also, by the way, with Kroski Merritt, threw the ball to him twice, where I don't think they threw the ball once to Rodriguez. But again, he was in there for more snaps in the game. This was Quinn more on the backfield. Like, how much did the backfield factor into the Brian Robinson Jr. decision?
Going into training camp, we really thought this was a deep room. There'd be real competition, Felton and Kaz and Bill and, you know, Eck. And so we knew this was one of our strengths going into training camp. Felt that way at tight end and, you know, then again that running back. So we wanted to let it play out and go through it. But, you know, I'll go back and look at the tape. But I liked the energy early on from what I saw from those two. And I thought offensive line, you know, I felt that. I felt protection early on was strong. Andrew was playing at left. Chris Paul was at left. Allegretti was over on the right with Connolly on the right. So a little bit of moving parts with them, but I was pleased to see that, Ben. Guys, that's part of it, moving into different roles and seeing what they can do. But Wiley, certainly somebody that stood out to me. He's been at this side, that side, inside, outside. That's what a real vet can do, and he certainly did that tonight.
They came back. I guess somebody missed the first answer on how he and Adam Peters addressed the Brian Robinson Jr. situation with the team before the game. This is how he answered it the second time.
When you and Adam talked to Brian Robinson, what was sort of his reaction? And then when exactly did you address the team about?
We visited with Brian, I guess, yesterday afternoon, and then I visited with the team last night. So that was Sunday. Yes. So we had a walkthrough on Sunday, and then we visited with Brian after, and then I told the team when we got to the hotel last night, just, and again, more Nikki, not that they have to, and they don't, they know that, but I just, when I can include them on things, I want to do that, you know, just it's from a teammate and where we're at. And so just some head nodding, but I'd rather tell them than not. And so that's my pack to them. If I know, you know, I'm going to share it with them.
And Brian's reaction?
Yeah, I'll keep that between us. You know, news like that's not always that easy, but he's somebody that we respect a lot. That's for sure.
One more on Brian Robinson Jr., and we'll come back with some of his thoughts on Jaden Daniels in the game next hour. But what is, you know, cutting to the chase, Brian Robinson's future in D.C.?
Okay, with Brian, what is his future here? What were those conversations like? Do you see him being a part of this team?
Yeah, like I said, the conversation we had, we felt it was best, John, to sit out, you know, tonight, and then, you know, we'll kind of, I'll give you an update once, you know, once there's one to share with you.
One of the things that I don't see here in your rundown of the Quinn post-game presser, Max, is did anybody ask him about his thoughts on Terry not even being in the building?
I listened to the whole presser and did not hear a single question about Terry not being in the building.
Well, we'll talk to Ben Standing about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster, and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.